From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on this Veterans Day, an explanation of what it takes to be awarded a Medal of Honor. But first...
Present!
Present!
President Bush took part in a wreath-laying ceremony today at Arlington National Cemetery. Later, the president paid tribute to U.S. troops around the world.
On this Veterans Day, with our nation at war, Americans are deeply aware of the current military struggle and of recent sacrifice. Young Americans have died in liberating Iraq and Afghanistan. They've died in securing freedom in those countries. The loss is terrible. It is borne especially by the families left behind. But in their hurt and in their loneliness, I want these families to know your loved ones served in a good and just cause.
President Bush earlier today at Arlington National Cemetery. There are currently 132,000 U.S. troops stationed in Iraq. Earlier, I spoke with Air Force Sergeant Patricia Bunting in Baghdad about her experiences and what she's thinking about this Veterans Day.
I understand a lot more. Veterans Day will mean so much more to me now than it ever did. I came from a military family, and Veterans Day was always important to me, but now that I've actually experienced war and I'm living it now, it definitely changes things so much more for me.
Are you personally afraid for your safety?
I wouldn't say afraid for my safety, because we're doing everything possible to keep our security of us and our troops as much as we can around. But there's times when you do get scared. You know, you wonder if you're, you know, in the middle of the night if something's going to happen, you know.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have a 9-year-old little boy and a 6-year-old little girl.
So do you talk to them?
Yes, I've gotten to talk to them a couple of times since I've been over here, and that's the hardest part, is being away from my children.
And what do they ask you?
They really don't ask me very much about what's going on, because before I left, I sat down and explained to them that I'm coming over here to help this country have things that my children don't have. And I explained to them, you know, these little children have never had bubble gum or ice cream, and my kids just can't imagine that. They can't imagine life without ice cream. So it's hard for them to understand, but they were like, here, Mommy, I'll go buy some bubble gum out of my piggy bank and you could take it to them.
When will you see them again?
Not until next year. That's going to hurt, you know, Christmas time and New Year's and Thanksgiving, but not until next year.
What is everybody thinking on Veterans Day today? Are they talking about it? Are they sort of reflecting on their mission in Iraq? Are they thinking about home?
You know, we've got people, soldiers that, and airmen that have, and even the coalition troops have their little flower on their uniform to help remember, you know, not only our fallen comrades, but the soldiers, sailors, and airmen that went before us and who have experienced the same thing that we've experienced. So we remember it, and we understand what they went through even more. And I shudder to think of what the Vietnam veterans went back. I can't imagine going through what I'm going through right now and going back and being looked down upon like the people did in the Vietnam era. I just, to know what we're doing for our country right now, you know, not just protecting our country, but helping this one, and then having people look down upon you for that, that would just be horrible. My heart goes out to those veterans even more than I feel for myself right now. I can't imagine giving that kind of sacrifice and then having to go through what they did. So for me, Veterans Day, I think about them.
Well, happy Veterans Day, and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Air Force Sergeant Patricia Bunting speaking with us from Baghdad.